Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, and welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, April 16th, 2013. It's the day after, of course, the terror attack in Boston. Certainly, our hearts and prayers here in Tucson go to everyone impacted in Boston by this cowardly act of cruelty. Buckmaster Show live, noon to 1. On AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We are streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We also make it very easy for you to hear the program as we podcast to buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and the tucsoncitizen.com. There's three sites there for you to hear our program anytime, anywhere in the world, really. Also, links now on the homepage of Blog for Arizona and the homepage of the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun at gvnews.com. Coming up this noon hour, we begin with a conversation with Democratic Arizona Attorney General candidate Felicia Rotellini. 20 minutes past the hour, our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley Fishman is with me in studio, certified financial planner. Shelley's got a nice smile on his face. It means there's been a nice recovery on Wall Street. 30 minutes past the hour, our nutrition contributor Jack Challum will join us, and then Margaret Regan, the Tucson Weekly's arts editor, will join us for our Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show. If you have a question or comment, we invite you to join us at 790-2040 on the Buckmaster Show live line. And we now go on the live line up to Phoenix. Felicia Rotellini is with us, Democrat and former superintendent of the Arizona Department of Financial Institutions. She worked for 17 years as an assistant attorney general, an agency head under both Republican and Democratic governors and attorneys general. Felicia, how are you today?
Bill, I'm great. It's great to be on your show. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And you announced a month or so ago that you would run again for Arizona Attorney General. You came very close last time. Wasn't that just a matter of several thousand votes?
It was. It was 3%. It was the margin. I had more votes than any other Democrat candidate, and I'm very grateful to every voter out there. Had over 807,000 votes, and I learned a lot on that first campaign, and I'm still passionate about public safety and the Attorney General's office and how it serves and protects Arizona, and so I'm building on my knowledge and experience from the last go-round and starting early to build the campaign.
Well, today your office announced that you have received some really impressive endorsements from law enforcement, really across the state, including here in Pima County. A pretty impressive list, isn't it?
I am very lucky to have worked in law enforcement and to have the endorsement of Pima County Attorney Barbara LaWall and Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dubnik is just a great honor. And I've also got Apache County Sheriff Joseph Dedman, and who is a very important law enforcement officer in the Navajo Nation and in the Apache County. And of course, Yuma County is near and dear to my heart, and some great law enforcement folks down there, including the current County Attorney John Smith. So I think it's important that I get those endorsements out early and let people know that I have a significant group in the law enforcement community that's willing to put their name on the line for me now, and that's exciting.
Do you think Arizonans are disappointed with Tom Horn's handling of that office, of the AG's office?
I think that they can't help but be disappointed, because it's the largest law enforcement office in the state, and it's purpose is to protect and serve and to in public safety. And there's been so much in the way of personal scandals, cronyism, political grandstanding, lawsuits that have gone nowhere, and threatened lawsuits such as with the Bisbee ordinance, that they have to wonder who's protecting them.
And the Bisbee, you've spoken out very strongly against Mr. Horn's threatened suit against the town of Bisbee.
Well, it's about stewardship of taxpayers' money when you are the Attorney General and you have just so many resources to spend fighting crime, putting shysters in jail, protecting consumer rights, environmental rights, civil rights, and to grandstand by threatening a lawsuit of the Bisbee City Council for passing an ordinance that relates specifically to Bisbee and is within the express and implied charter, the powers of their charter, and doesn't touch the definition of marriage as the Constitution has defined it, I think is an example of where he just needs to protect Arizonans and stop putting his nose in the business of cities and towns.
Felicia Rotolini is with us. She is a Democrat running in the 2014 Arizona Attorney General's race and looking to face off against Tom Horn again. You mentioned at the beginning of the interview, Felicia, that you learned quite a few things in that run in 2010. What were some of the major, the key points that you learned?
Well, in traveling the state, it's very clear to me that folks are looking for someone who's outside of politics to really focus on solving Arizona's problems. And in traveling all four corners of the state, the rural areas as well as the metropolitan areas, people are sick and tired of political bickering, of partisan politics. They're sick of negative ads. They are looking for someone who they can relate to that's going to look out for their best interest. And it's a lot about getting my message out, and that's why I'm starting early to fundraise and to have opportunities like this to get on the radio and talk to folks and to let them know that there is a real prosecutor out there, someone that has, like myself, who's spent my life in public service, the bulk of my professional legal career, and wants to do that. And there's lots of reasons to run for political office, and I've seen two types, people who want the power that comes with a position and people who want to serve. And those who want to serve are willing to cross party lines and to find solutions to our real problems in education, health care, consumer protection, and the shysters and scammers that are preying upon our elderly population and our most vulnerable. And so I feel like there is a majority of voters out there that if they knew my story and my background, that they would want to vote for me. And I'm very excited about getting that out there.
How about the morale, do you think, in Mr. Horn's Attorney General office? What have you heard?
Well, I have heard that it's very, that it's down. I can just speak from my own experience working under three attorney generals, both Democrat and Republican, Grant Woods, Janet Napolitano, and Terry Goddard, and the fact that those line attorneys every day are in the trenches, and the only thing they should have to worry about is what is in the best interest of Arizona and how can they best protect and serve. And so to have scandals and to see cronyism and favoritism going on in the office has to have an impact on them. Because I remember how great it was to work for as an assistant attorney general in administrations where the focus was on fighting crime and protecting. And that's where I want to return that focus, is on integrity, respect for the law, and the fact that the attorney general's job every day is to protect and serve. And that is not a partisan issue. It's a public safety issue.
Can you give our listeners a rundown of what you are currently doing in the legal profession, Felicia?
Yes, I have been in the private sector now since 2009, when I left the Arizona Department of Financial Institutions to run for Attorney General in the 2010 cycle. And I've been representing professionals in front of professional boards. I've been representing the community banks, our small state-chartered community banks, both in front of regulators and in litigation. And it's been a real eye-opener for me, Bill. I've had an opportunity to be on the other side of assistant attorney generals, on the other side of state agencies. And I can tell you that working with the assistant AGs has been a very favorable experience, but there's a lot of reform that needs to take place out there. And for having a Republican administration, a governor and attorney general that say they're pro-business, in my opinion, we can be more pro-business and more consumer oriented, because the best way for our consumers to feel comfortable in our economy is to make sure that they're protected. So I've been experiencing the other side, which I think gives me another perspective when I'm Attorney General.
It's a huge state, as you know, and I know you put a lot of miles on the vehicles,
yes.
Right? In 2010, are you going to every county again this time?
Yes, that is one of the reasons I've started early. I started in Mojave County actually in January before I announced, and I've been to Pinal and Pima and Yavapai. I'm going to not only Democratic functions, but also functions with the business community where I can talk to independents and Republicans and let them know my story as well. And I really enjoy getting out of Maricopa County, Bill, and spending time in the rural area. I've been in Arizona for over 27 years now, and it's been my home, but I grew up in a small town in Wyoming, so getting to Prescott or Globe or some of the smaller communities really reminds me of home.
All right. Felicia Rotolini, thank you very much for being with us, and we'll be talking with you, I hope, often, and look
yep.
forward to having you and Mr. Horn together again. That would be very interesting.
I am ready for round two, Bill.
All right. Felicia, thank you very much for being on the Buckmaster Show.
My pleasure.
Take care. Felicia Rotolini, candidate for Arizona Attorney General. We'll be trying to introduce you to all of the candidates for major office between now and 2014 on the Buckmaster Show. So please stay with us. Shelley Fishman is up next with our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Certified financial planner Shelley will tell us what's going on with the commodity market and gold specifically taking a huge drop yesterday.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here, aren't you?
This is John Fina.
You're...
This is Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
I'm Bruce B.
Hey there.
This is Andy Brown.
Great to see you.
Hi, this is Bert Williams.
I thought I just saw you at...
This is Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
My name is Jerry Fitzgerald.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
This is Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
This is Rita Marshall.
I didn't know you were coming.
This is Bill Huss.
Can I get you anything?
Hi. Richard White.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
the RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Come in, sit down. You must be Megan and Mark. I'm Sharon, your wedding planner.
Hello.
Hi.
So, are you planning a large wedding?
150 guests.
Okay, then. Fairly large. Let me just get online and we can look at some venues.
Wow. Is that dial-up?
You bet. Oh, they keep trying to sell me fast internet, but come on, faster internet. I need that like I need a color monitor. Oh, now, I assume you'll be videotaping your ceremony. Oh, just ignore that. The machine will pick it up.
Your technology says a lot about your business. Cox Business Internet Professional offers speeds 10 times faster than basic DSL. Cox Business also gives you local support 24/7, free online backup and security. Bundle business internet starter and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today and make your business our business. Visit coxbusiness.com. Offer valid until July 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on maximum download speed of Cox Business Internet Professional 15 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second. Other restrictions apply.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Well, 21 on the Buckmaster Show, and he is the gentleman, Shelley Fishman, that we consult with about our financial needs, and Shelley, certified financial planner. Shelley is the man, as they say. And Shelley, yesterday was kind of, it was a down day all around. I mean, it was the horrible news about Boston came, I believe, 15 minutes before the close of trading.
Yeah, took a bad day and made it 50 points worse.
Yeah, made it 50 points worse, and it started off with the really large drop in gold, the biggest one-day drop in the price of gold, I believe, in 30 years.
Yes, that's right, Bill. We knew going into the trading day that commodities were going to take a hit. And of course, gold is probably, and petroleum are probably the two most well-watched commodities on the world markets. And what happened was that China, they announced their first quarter GDP numbers. And, you know, keeping in mind that China numbers are always subject to a little bit of interpretation, but the forecast among most economists was that China would grow at around 8.3% annualized, and instead the number came in at 7.8%. And you say, well, that's only half a percent. Mm-hmm. But in an economy that's the second largest economy in the world, a half a percent is very large. And the Chinese economy is importing a lot of commodities. I mean, gold and silver and copper and foodstuffs. And so when China slows down, the entire world economy slows down a little bit. And so we opened up considerably lower, and we're still feeling the effects of some of that. Gold dropped about 7 or 8% yesterday. It's only back up today less than 1%. It had done better earlier in the day, but we're going to continue to see volatility in commodities until we fully understand the Chinese numbers.
The gold was being sold also. Yesterday, as we say, was a compounding day.
Right.
The island of Cyprus selling some of their gold.
Yeah,
supply.
Well, actually, it was more of a rumor that they'd be selling off gold rather than that they actually did it. But Cyprus is now cash poor, and they've got to, you know, I'm kind of not remembering the exact number of euros, but I think it was close to 30 billion euros was in the settlement to help bail Cyprus out. That's what, 40 billion U.S. dollars equivalent, and Cyprus is going to need to find a way to get that money, and they're taking some of it from their largest depositors, but they need to convert assets into cash.
It's days like yesterday that make investors very nervous, and I don't know if you got any calls from your clients who were worried about what they were seeing. Whenever you have a drop of several mm-hmm. hundred points, folks get nervous.
Well, I got two calls from from two clients who both saw the drop in gold as a buying opportunity, and we bought gold.
I would think, do you think it is a buying opportunity?
I think gold is now as low as it's been in several years, so sure. But you know, any time you make a speculative play like that, you've got to be really careful. One way to do it is to set the price that you want to buy the commodity at. Buy the commodity, but instantly then put a ring around it and put a stop order in to stop any further losses. The other thing is not to get greedy. So you can also put in a limit order that would say, well, you know, if it grows 4 or 5%, I'm going to take my gains and get out of it.
How about gold funds?
Well, they track almost on a percentage basis, penny for penny. I prefer to deal in the gold fund simply because I can trade them more easily and I know exactly where the asset is at any given time.
You have some you put normally some gold into your client's portfolio?
For those clients with, you know, generally well-allocated or diversified portfolios, gold is a hedge. It's traditionally been a hedge. My clients own some gold. We didn't do too well yesterday. But,
well, tonight's another day.
They also own some other kinds of bond funds that went up yesterday.
Yeah,
what you're looking for is to reduce volatility rather than necessarily to track any one index.
Shelley Fishman with us, the Tuesday Money Maker Report. Shelley, certified financial planner. I've often compared what Shelley does kind of like a fine wine maker, because he is looking for the right mix.
And drunk most of the time.
No. But you are looking for a certain mixture.
And that's a great way to describe it, Bill, because you really are, and you understand that a Merlot has a different audience and a different target than a Chardonnay or a
Moscato.
I mean, it's just
after dinner.
It's just that every mix is going to be right for a different person or a different time in that person's meal or life. And so no one wine, except for cherry lemon ripple, which is, of course, what we used to drink in New York.
Anytime, right.
You know, strawberry spaghetti swirl. No one wine is right for everybody.
When you're looking at that right mix, there are certain things, though, that perhaps are right for everybody, correct? That would be in everyone's portfolio or not necessarily.
Not necessarily,
okay.
Bill. I think that potentially you can place almost any kind of asset in almost anyone's portfolio, but in some you would just have to question it. Very, very, very hard. For instance, if a 70-year-old came into my office with limited retirement funds and a very conservative predilection for investing, my propensity to buy that person into, say, real estate investment trusts, into REITs, even though I might think it would be suitable for them, I would be very hard-pressed to convince that person that investing in real estate right now would be a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, someone at that age, you have to be rather cautious.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we may be looking to find investments to substitute for, say, treasuries, and REITs might be a good way to get fixed income equivalents into the portfolio, but that person's going to be scared to death. And I don't want scared to death clients. I don't want my phone ringing off the hook when the market has a bad day, any more than I want it ringing off the hook when the market has a great week like it had last week.
And people are always welcome to contact you. The best way through
right through the buckmastershow.com. I mean, it's great. It comes right to my website, and I return the call instantly.
Yeah, he really does. Shelley returns those calls, and we always look forward to talking to Shelley at about 20 minutes past noon every Tuesday with our Money Maker Report. And hopefully you're making money. Everyone's making money, and hope it's a good week for you. Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you, Bill.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The father of the 8-year-old boy who died in the Boston Marathon bombings is thanking family, friends, and strangers for their support following his son's death. Bill Richard released a statement this afternoon about his son Martin's death, says his wife Denise and a 6-year-old daughter Jane also suffered serious injuries. He's asking for continued prayer for his family as they mourn the loss of their son. There are statements from the Arab world today condemning the Boston Marathon bombings. The King of Saudi Arabia says no religion or morals would condone such an attack. And Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood says that Islamic law does not condone violence against civilians. On Wall Street, stocks sharply higher. The Dow's up 135 points. The Nasdaq ahead 43. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
West in La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa is now better than ever with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by the City of Benson, the 8th Annual Bluegrass Festival in the Park. If you like bluegrass, I strongly suggest driving 45 minutes east of Tucson on I-10 to Lyons Park in Benson the weekend of April 26th, 27th, and 28th. What a great lineup of performers coming from places like Chicago, Mesa, Grass Valley, California, Colorado Springs, and of course here in Arizona. You can get the complete schedule for the Bluegrass in the Park by visiting BensonVisitorCenter.com. That's BensonVisitorCenter.com. They have all the details there for you. And a quick shout out to the mascot, the trainer, the dog trainer for the Buckmaster Show mascot. That's Peanut. Peanut, of course, is the dog for Rosemary Brandt. Rosemary takes care of Peanut. And we want to say hello to Gene Muller of Dog Masters Training. Gene has kindly taken Peanut on as one of his students. He says that Peanut has a lot of potential, and Gene, thank you very much. Well, what about good fats and bad fats for your heart? That question is explored in the lead story of this month's Nutrition Reporter newsletter published by Jack Chalom. Jack is the Buckmaster Show contributor on nutrition. Based in Tucson, Jack is a personal nutrition coach. He's one of America's trusted health writers and most trusted health writers. He is a member of the American Society for Nutrition and best-selling author of more than 20 books, including his latest book titled No More Fatigue. We welcome Jack back after a wonderful trip to Japan. How was that trip?
It was great, Bill.
And I just saw some of your photos. They are fantastic.
Great trip. I've been invited back to give a couple of nutrition presentations later in the year. But this time it was pure vacation with my son.
Radical departure in the diet and what you were eating over there and what we normally eat here in the West.
Yeah, a lot of sushi, a lot of good fats, the omega-3s in fish. Some noodles, ramen noodles, soba noodles, which are buckwheat, good stuff.
Your lead story talking about the good and the bad fats. What's the good fat? What's the bad?
Well, the good fats are the omega-3s, which we find in cold water fish like salmon, sardines, things of that sort. But most people are given a recommendation to eat more polyunsaturated fat. And the omega-3s are just one of two families of polyunsaturated fats. And the other ones are the omega-6s you find in vegetable oils like safflower oil and soybean oil, the things a lot of people use to cook foods with. And so what some researchers at the National Institutes of Health did was go back to a study that was originally done in the 1960s, and they reanalyzed the data. And in that study, people were told substitute safflower oil for saturated fat, eat more margarine, and guess what happened?
What?
They had a 56% increase in the risk of heart disease.
Hmm.
So really, the bottom line is those are not good fats. The good polyunsaturates are the fish oils.
Jack Chalom is with us, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a nutrition question or comment for Jack, he'd be delighted to take it. You also, in the Nutrition Reporter, the current issue, talk about vegetarians found to have lower risk of heart disease.
Yeah, this study found that vegetarians had about a one-third lower risk of heart disease, and this is fairly consistent with other research showing that vegetarians tend to be healthier than, you know, us omnivores. I don't think it's the vegetarian diet so much as the fact that they're eating more vegetables.
Yes, yes.
And so you can continue to eat your chicken, grass-fed beef, fish, just load up on the veggies.
Yeah, certainly people cannot really overdose on too many vegetables.
Exactly.
And this was really, I guess, no surprise, but it's always good to see it reinforced, right, Jack? Eating sugary foods does indeed boost your risk for diabetes.
Yeah, this is one of those studies I sort of put under the umbrella of no-brainer studies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And some researchers reanalyzed 24 studies on sugar consumption and diabetes risk. And the average individual consumption of sugar per day was about one-third of a pound, which you can hit, you know, pretty easily with two or three soft drinks per day. And people who ate that much sugar were about 50% more likely to develop type 2 diabetes.
We've talked a lot about the vitamin D. New evidence supports that vitamin D does indeed reduce the risk for breast cancer.
Yeah, and of all the nutrients out there, the one with the best broad spectrum protection against all types of cancer is vitamin D. In this particular study, the doctors looked at vitamin D levels in women 3 months before their diagnosis of breast cancer. And the women with low D levels were much more likely to be diagnosed with breast cancer compared with women with higher vitamin D levels. And they basically explained that the timing was significant in terms of ramping up the growth of the tumor, which the vitamin D would actually help suppress.
And taking calcium along with vitamin D will lower the risk of hip fractures.
Yeah, and as you know, this goes back and forth almost every month in terms of news reports. And there was a big report out earlier this month saying, oh, it doesn't really work. But the evidence really does support the use of vitamin D and calcium in preserving bone health.
Prenatal folic acid supplements may reduce the risk of autism.
Yeah, another interesting study. Women who are taking folic acid supplements, often recommended to prevent neural tube defects like spina bifida. They also had a reduction in children who developed autism.
Drinking green tea. Well, I like to drink green tea, and I'm glad to learn it enhances brain activity, something we could all use.
Yeah, and green tea is rich in two different nutrients. One is ECGC, which is a very powerful antioxidant, and the other is a neurotransmitter-like compound called theanine. And so both of these really do good things for the brain, as well as the rest of the body.
Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Robert is with us with a question about vitamin D for Jack Chalom. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Jack, how can you be vitamin D deficient when all you have to do is take a walk outside for 15 minutes?
Well, that's a good question, but studies have shown that even here in southern Arizona, deficiencies are very, very common, and I attribute that to us basically going between one air-conditioned unit and another, especially over the summer when our vitamin D production could be the greatest.
Robert has another question about nutrition.
So why don't doctors routinely routinely pulled blood to determine if you're vitamin nutritious just to start with?
Well, they're discouraged by the insurance companies who don't want to pay for it. Most doctors, if you ask them, will measure vitamin D. It's the full panel that you're not likely to get. And for that, you usually have to see a more nutritionally oriented physician.
But normally, vitamin D is not part of a blood workup.
Not normally. You really do have to request it.
Okay, Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter, where can people pick up your fine publication?
I've got a year's worth of issues up on my website, nutritionreporter.com, and there's subscription information up on the website.
We really like the Nutrition Reporter. So much good information that comes out every month. We strongly recommend it. Jack Chalom, it's good to have you back in the United States after a wonderful trip to Japan. We followed your activity on Facebook, and thank you. It's good to see you. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, 12:45 now on the Buckmaster Show. We have Margaret Regan coming up with our Every Other Tuesday Arts Report.
This is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
They always go above and beyond to make sure everything is just perfect.
Nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental.
They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
They maintain high standards and deliver five-star service.
Arizona Party Rental always comes through with a smile.
Their selection is amazing, their advice terrific, and their service is remarkable.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Hey, you can join the party, too. Go to arizonapartyrental.net.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Looking for a cool getaway this July? I highly recommend historic Bear Mountain Lodge, just minutes from the picturesque heart of Silver City, New Mexico, only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Bear Mountain Lodge sits on 178 secluded acres nestled against the immense grandeur of the Gila National Forest. Check out this lovely high country tranquil oasis at bearmountainlodge.com. Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Visit the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument, just north of historic Silver City. And there are so many great places to stay, including Gila Hot Springs, Bear Creek Cabins, Silver City KOA, and the list goes on and on. The full list and all of the wonderful information that's available is on their great website, southwestnewmexico.org. Now it's time for our Every Other Tuesday Arts Report with Margaret Regan, arts editor of the Tucson Weekly. Margaret, how are you today?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well, and I know you love dance, so
yep.
You are very excited about UA Presents Centennial Hall as the venue, April 20th, and this is a ballet group from Monte Carlo.
Well, they're actually based in New York. Their title, Le Ballet Trocadero de Monte Carlo, is a spoof name because there were so many ballets mid-20th century called Le Ballet de Monte Carlo. And what they do is they are a kind of a parody ballet troupe. They're very funny. It's an all-male troupe, and they dress up as ballerinas in tutu and makeup and point shoes and as men, and they dance sort of parodies of the ballet classics. But the killer is they're really great dancers. They're excellent, well-trained ballet dancers. And so it's this funny thing. It's a respectful parody of the conventions of ballet.
And that's Saturday night at Centennial Hall. And you write about their particular event coming up in the weekly, which this week's weekly.
Yeah, I wrote about it. It will be coming out, let's see, tomorrow night online, all about the dances that they'll be performing here in Tucson.
A lot of theater activity coming up, right?
Yeah, well, it's kind of the last gasp of the theater season in Tucson. You know, it's so busy all winter long. And these next couple of weeks really are, you know, the end point of the season. We have a review in the weekly this week of Clybourne Park at Arizona Theater Company. I saw the play myself last weekend, and Sherilyn Forrester reviews it this week for us. I really liked it a lot. It's a funny and serious play at the same time. It's you'll remember the story Raisin in the Sun, Lorraine Hansberry, that famous play.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of another look at, okay, this is the white family selling the house to the black family in Clybourne Park in Chicago, and how their white neighbors react to the sale. The twist is we come back 50 years later when it's an all-black neighborhood and a couple of young white gentrifiers want to move in, knock down the old house, and live in the black neighborhood. So we have resistance on both sides, both races at different periods of time. And the really cool thing is the same actors portray the people in 59, and then in 2009. So we get that wonderful acting of people playing different characters all those decades apart. Very interesting play.
That is the winner of the Tony Award for Best Play, winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. That will be ATC through the 27th. 9 at Arizona Repertory Theater through April 28th.
Yeah, these are our student performers here in Tucson who always get great reviews, especially for their musicals, which is what this is. This is a play called Nine, and Laura Owen reviews it this week in the Weekly. She gave it a really good review. It's a reimagining of the Fellini film Eight and a Half, therefore called Nine because it's a switch, and it's an almost all-female cast. It's about a set-upon director and all the women in his life, you know, kind of a typical Fellini theme. But she says that it gives, you know, this whole cavalcade of young women a really excellent opportunity to do their singing and dancing, and very effective.
And that is through April the 28th. Then there is a review in the current Weekly, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Mm-hmm. We have art, too, at the Temple Gallery, speaking of the Temple.
Yeah, right. So I haven't reviewed this show, Action Reaction, but I was at the theater Friday night for the opening of the play, and so I also went to the opening of the show. I love this show. It's two artists in town, Simon Donovan, who's known to a lot of people as the creator of the Snake Bridge on Broadway, and his partner, David Longwell, longtime partner. They've done this show where their artwork reacts to each other. And I've long seen Simon Donovan's work, but Longwell's was new to me, and they were beautiful abstract paintings, very thick, luscious, simple, mostly black and white. I'll probably be reviewing this sometime soon because I liked it so much.
And you do have a few weeks to review that because that show will be up, I believe, through early June, correct?
Right. I love those shows that are up for a long time.
It gives you a chance.
It gives me a chance because some of them come and go, and they're great, and I don't have time or space to write about them.
Etherton Gallery putting together Natural Seductions through June the 8th.
Yeah, now I'm excited about this one, too. Also, I have not seen this one yet, but it's three painters, and one of them is Jim Wade, whose work I love. You know, he's been a very successful Tucson painter for many years now. He does these abstracted Sonoran desert paintings, and sort of zeroes in on the plants and paints them very large. They're very interesting and very beautiful, and I want to give a shout out to Jim because he recently won the Governor's Art Award for Individual Artist. And it always seems to me, as a Tucson arts writer, that Tucson never does that well, those Governor Arts Awards up there in Phoenix.
Yes, that's true. And he is the only Tucsonan
yes.
to take home one of the six major art awards
right.
for
and
artists.
Right, we usually do have that proportion. So big congrats to Jim for having won that. And it's a big deal to get that, you know, statewide honor, and I believe it comes with some kind of honorarium. But so how timely, it's wonderful that, you know, his big paintings are on view now at Etherton, and he doesn't show that much in Tucson anymore. You know, he's been so successful. He shows in Scottsdale, and he shows in Chicago, I believe. So this is really a treat to see a big show of his works here in town.
Jane Abrams' work will also be at Etherton.
Right, and I, you know, looked at the pictures online. She has these kind of beautiful, delicate flower paintings. I have not been familiar with her work. And Robert D. Koch, who does show around here sometimes, and these are these crazy surreal landscapes with sort of skyscrapers in the background and then things like Donald Duck heads and Campbell soup cans, obviously a Warhol reference in the foreground.
We need to touch on musical, the kind of closing out on the classical music season, aren't we?
Yeah, just like with the theater, classical music's coming to a halt for the, well, I shouldn't say a halt for the summer, but the season finale of the Tucson Symphony Orchestra looks like a lot of fun this weekend, Friday night and Sunday afternoon. They have a guest percussion musician named Evelyn Glennie, who I guess has not performed here in quite a while, but she has done so in the past. So they're going to be doing Wagner, The Ride of the Valkyries, for one. And if you've ever seen Wagner's Ring Cycle, which I have, when Arizona Opera did the entire Ring Cycle, all five operas, The Ride of the Valkyries is a very, very famous percussive piece in those operas that you would recognize from having watched cartoons as a child. It was often a soundtrack. But it's a very dramatic piece. It would be fun to have the orchestra do that.
That's going to be Friday, April the 19th, and Sunday, April 21st for the matinee. And George Hansen always does such a great job. The conductor will begin 1 hour prior to the performance. I like those pre-concert talks that he does, Margaret.
Yeah, very useful for those of us like me who really are not versed in classical music.
Margaret Regan, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us every other Tuesday as we talk about the arts. And I'm sure there'll be more and more things happening in the summer. Things won't entirely shut down.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Things will be going on. And in a way, it's nice because we have more leisure to enjoy
we
all
do.
Of them.
Margaret, thanks. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too, Bill.
Margaret Regan with our bi-weekly, every other Tuesday arts report, which will soon be sponsored, we're happy to report, by the Fox Tucson Theater, beginning in May. We'll be sponsoring Margaret's every other Tuesday arts report. And a shout-out, bottled water on the Buckmaster Show. We want to shout-out to Culligan. We love Culligan water. Culligan water, it simply tastes better. All of our guests here on the Buckmaster Show are provided with a half-liter bottle of Culligan water. Everybody's very happy to receive that, and who wouldn't? Because Culligan water simply tastes better. John C. Scott, the Dean of Local Talk. John's show comes up from 3 to 5 this afternoon. Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe, 6 to 8 tomorrow morning. Thelma Grimes will be a guest. She's the editor of the Explorer News. Also, there'll be a newsmaker interview with Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller. And the show again, 6 to 8, followed by a new talk show host here on KVOI, Andrea Tantero. Show comes up at 8 to 10. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great day.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.